Hey, yo, can you hear me?
Hey, there you are. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm good. Just
Yeah. So, you did stunt work on Money from Power Rangers or what? You did stunt work on Money from Power Rangers or what?
yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. So you just don't, so you just don't look for the Red Ranger, Angry Ranger.
Exactly. I was the stunt double for Jason, and I was the stunt double for Austin.
So I have a question. Do you still do stunt work?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's been a lot of fun, man. It's been difficult because of the strike.
Yes. What about Power Rangers? Do you still do stunt work for Power Rangers?
I don't, man. That was a lifetime ago. I haven't done stunts for Power Rangers since, my goodness, maybe 1994, almost. Yeah, 1994. It's been a long time, man.
So you also did the villains too, right? Or do you just fight the Rangers? Do the Rangers?
Yeah, if we do it, for Power Rangers, you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually I used to do the putties. I created the sound of the putties. I played Pudgy Pig, and I got to be the first person to wear the Babu costume, that blue monkey looking thing. Yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun. It was the show was definitely a labor of love. And as one person once said to me, our job description was everything from craft services to directing. So whether it was training the cast as a gymnastics and film fighting instructor to helping to choreograph fight scenes to a whole bunch of stuff, man. Like to edit, working on my own craft and working on my own acting, playing a punk with Bulk and Skull. Super fun though, super fun.
Do you believe it's still going on, Power Rangers?
Is it still going? I can't believe it, to be honest. I mean, I never dreamed that Power Rangers would be the icon in film and television right now. Like the legacy that Power Rangers has created. Like, it's mind-boggling. Power Rangers is bigger than Star Trek. Like, Star Trek kind of defines most of our lives, and
Yeah.
Power Rangers has become something so huge, man.
Yeah. So, do you do conventions of that for Power Rangers?
Yeah, I do. I do. I actually have one coming up January 28th at the Pasadena Convention Center. Power Morphicon's going to be down there, so that's going to be great with Scott Zillner and Carlene and be able to hang out with the event those two put together, and looking forward to being a part of that convention.
So, would you be interested in traveling around and do other conventions too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I do. I have gone to different comic book stores and comic conventions all over the country right now, and definitely looking to travel and visit some of our friends and fans that are in other countries as well.
Yeah, Cleveland. What about Cleveland in the United States? Cleveland?
Would love it. Would love it.
Yes. So you also did work on Marvel too, right?
Yes. It's a good, you know what, man? It's been, I've had an opportunity to do and seriously been blessed to be a part of so many projects, man. I have jumped on so many genres and superhero shows and been able to work even behind the scenes. One of my first big breaks was training some of Danny DeVito in Batman Returns, training some of Danny DeVito's henchmen with Michael Keaton's Batman. Like, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So the stunt guys who were the clown henchmen got to work with those guys. I've had the opportunity of working with Christian Bale for Batman Begins, and my actor I doubled for years on a TV show called Westworld on HBO ended up being the new Commissioner Gordon. On Batman with the Batman, I mean, with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
So I've had a part, I've been able to have my hand in three generations of Batman, so that's been pretty awesome as well.
So, besides that, have you watched any of the other seasons of Power Rangers?
And you know what? I didn't. I didn't. Things got I got ready to sit down and watch, of course, was it Far and Away, Now and Then, and all, you know, the newest Power Ranger version. I got ready to sit down and watch it, and I've seen some clips of it, and I don't know what it was, man, but to be honest with you, Power Rangers was a difficult time. It was I'm blessed to have it in my world and life, but Power Rangers was super hard. People don't realize Power Rangers was a it was a passion, it was a dream, and it was a pain.
So how do you think Hasbro's been doing with it so far? Since Hasbro bought Power Rangers, how do you think they have been doing with it so far?
From what I've seen, I would say I would say that Power Rangers has evolved in a way that I am proud to look at and go, wow, I got to work with those with this franchise on the ground level in the United States. I don't know if you know, but Power Rangers, when it first started in 1993, had already existed for 30 years, which is incredible. It already existed for 30 years in Japan. So to see what we've done with it and where we are today, it's cool. It's amazing to it's I'm proud to be a part of in a lot of ways American history. Power Rangers has become American history. It's so weird.
Do you think Castle did a good job with it so far?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. For sure.
Now, have you heard about the new Power Rangers reboot that they're rebooting the franchise, Hasbro?
I've heard about it. I don't know much about it at all, but I have heard about it, and I'm excited to see a new reboot and what people actually, you know, listening to other people's perspectives on it. It's almost like a it's it reminds me of a Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, where you have all these different variations of like the multiverse and how people interpret what Power Rangers could or should have looked like. So I'm looking forward to seeing their version of the story.
And besides that, Power Rangers can get the treatment that it deserves now with Hasbro. Because Saban wasn't doing it that good as what it should have been done, in my opinion.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, most people would be judging Hasbro, but I think they have done a good job with it since they bought it.
Seriously. Seriously, man.
They got lots of cast members back that won't come back for Saban. Like Walker
Wow.
Jones, Austin St.
You're saying
John.
they're bringing the cast members back?
That way they did. They brought them back once and always. That way that's anniversary special that came out. Have you seen it
Yes.
yet?
I haven't seen Once and Always yet, but I do know that some of the cast members that came back that I got to see specifically, I mean, I know quite a few came back, but the two that stood out, of course, from my version of Power Rangers, which is David Yost and Walter St. John. I just changed Walter's name. Walter St. John. I like that. Walter Jones. First of all, I want to know what products the two of them are using because they stopped aging. They didn't gain a pound. They both look like they're in phenomenal shape, and that's not normal. We're supposed to get old. We're supposed to lose our hair. You know, we're supposed to gain some pounds and look like, you know, I don't know, man. They stopped growing, so I don't know if it's like the Zordon thing or the Power Ranger more phenomenal grid powers or something. But these guys stopped aging, and they looked amazing. Everybody looks great on there. And Power Rangers has always been about, you know, diversifying, and when you talk about systemic change and offering opportunities for all people and all genders and all everything, it's all there. All races, everybody's there. So it's pretty cool.
And Walter Jones still got some moves too, like he did
Oh
back
my
and
God. Dude, he's crazy. That man is crazy. He's too. When I saw him doing the stuff he's doing, I'm like, you're too old to be out there doing that. You're not supposed to be able to do that. What's going on?
Yes. I mean, they brought also say John back for Beast Morphers. Have you seen that yet?
Yes,
I think he
yes,
did a great
yes.
job too.
They're
I
all,
think my
I'm telling
favorite
you,
actor.
they're the real deal. People have, I've always said in every interview, at every convention, at every comic book signing, I have told people over and over and over again, before there was Tom Cruise, there was Power Rangers. Those guys did all their own stunts so many times. They were, you see right on camera. They're risking it all for everybody. They did it at a time where people were so told, you know, hey, a lot of times we were told the actors did all their own stunts and they very clearly had stunt doubles. But on Power Rangers, they truly did a whole lot of their own stunts,
Yeah.
and it was amazing, man. Absolutely amazing.
What's your favorite episode from Power Rangers? You had to pick one. What would be your favorite episode?
That is a hard question you got there for me, buddy. What's my favorite episode? I suppose one of my favorite episodes that comes to mind right now is Green with Evil.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorites, just because it was the first time I did a whole lot of stuff as both the Putties and as the Green Ranger, fighting Tommy as a Putty. And that episode was crazy because I had to do a run up a wall and flip over
Yes.
his head.
Yeah.
And I ran up the wall so high, the stunt coordinator and second unit director, Isaac Florentine, had sprayed the wall with something called, like basically a sticky spray. It's 87. It's a tacky spray on the wall so that when I run, my feet would stick on the wall a little bit like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, they stuck real good, man. And I ended up running and jumping over Jason David Frank's head so high and traveling so far that when I landed, it felt like my toes were going to explode. But
Yeah.
the sec my other episode I would tell you that was probably my all-time favorite is Food
Yeah.
Fight. Food Fight was a lot of fun. I played a punk with Bulk and Skull. I played a putty on there. I played the pudgy pig on there. I played the Red Ranger on there. I helped train the cast. Like, it was, I did so many things on that one episode. It's a very memorable episode for me because of all the stuff we did. There was a whole lot of people on set who contributed in so many ways. And like myself, everybody had a very great job description, and people were all over the place. But that was an episode that I wore a lot of hats and was challenged in many ways. And that would probably be one of my favorite episodes.
Yes, and Jason David Frank is like when people think of Power Rangers, Jason David Frank is like the most popular when people think of that.
Absolutely.
Even though he's gone, he's just always gonna be the legend of Power Rangers because how many episodes he had did.
Isn't that great, man? Isn't that
Yeah.
how many helmets he's worn, all the things and people he stayed with that franchise for a very long time. He stayed with his fans for a very long time. He stayed with his students for a long time. He's had a martial arts school since I first met him back in the day when he came onto the show. And yeah, you know, I started with Power Rangers after the pilot episode. So there was a pilot episode where the Yellow Ranger was a different young lady. The Yellow Ranger was Audrey Moreno. I don't know if you remember that, but there was a Hispanic
Yeah, I
Power
see.
Ranger
Yeah.
on the pilot episode.
And then
And
they
so
can't.
I did not do that episode. I wasn't a part of that. They had a different stunt coordinator, and they had a different stunt doubles, and they had different everything. You know, the putties, the sound of the putties was they made the putties sound like they were metal back then. So I had an opportunity to speak to Haim Saban, who's the creator, who's I say the creator of Power Rangers, but he is the original American owner of Power Rangers,
Yeah.
and said, "Hey, I think the sound is wrong, man. And here's what the sound should sound like, and here's what they should sound like." And he went ahead and ran with that. But yeah, man, it's getting an opportunity to be a part of Power Rangers directly off of the pilot episode, helping to train the cast, being one of the original and first stunt doubles and putty guys. Super fun. Super fun.
Who's your favorite actor from Power Rangers?
Who's my favorite actor from Power Rangers? I would have to say one of my favorite actors or actresses from Power Rangers would have to be Twi. Twi on Power Rangers had a huge challenge, and her huge challenge was she had to try to keep up with Jason David Frank. She had to keep up with Austin St. John. Yep. She had to keep up with the dancing and acrobatic skills of Walter Jones. She had to keep up with the gymnastic skills of David Yost and Amy Jo. She didn't have any of those skills. And she had to come on and look like she could keep up with everybody on top of all her acting. And that was a lot of pressure, man. That was a lot of pressure for her fight scenes and her reactions and her acting and her stunting. That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody so young. And she came out like Beast Morpher, and she tore it up, man. She did her saber-tooth tiger thing, and she killed it. She was amazing. So I have so much respect for her legacy and for all her work that she did at the time. And I would say she was probably my favorite.
Yes. Now, my favorite kind of Austin St. John.
I can see why. That guy's got it going on, man. Tyrannosaurus!
Yes, and he still could say it like he did back in 1993. He could still say it the same exact way.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
No, he's been amazing. He's Austin, man. Austin's the real deal. Austin's been the real deal. Him and Jason David Frank were definitely the two major martial artists on the show who came with some serious skills from day one and easily could have done all of their own stunts.
Yeah, and those are like the two legends of Power Rangers that no one could replace. No one could replace them.
Absolutely, man. The heart and soul of Power Rangers right there.
Yeah.
Red and green, man. But it all starts with red.
Yes. So besides that, is there any shows or movies you're working on?
Let's see. Movies working on. The last project that I worked on before the big strike was a TV show. It's on Apple TV, and it was called For All Mankind. It's some show that is in space, because I'm always in space. It's supposed to be on Mars. Technically, we were underground, so I suppose in Mars. It's a cool show. And so I had a lot of fun working on that project. I did a TV show that came out with Jennifer Gardner called Family Switch. It's on Netflix. And another show that got released this year, or last year, forget, it's 2024 now, is a show called Grey Matter. Again, another sci-fi show. So there's some good stuff that came out, man.
Do you have a favorite action figure that has released so far? No.
A favorite action figure? Wow. Well, a favorite action figure. I suppose my mother would tell me right now to say my favorite action figure was my character from WMAC Masters, where I played Panther, which was a action figure was made by the same company that made Power Rangers. So Power Ranger action figures were always pretty daggone cool. But you know, man, I grew up, I'm an old man, so I grew up playing around with, you know, Ultraman and all those old shows. So I like those action figures. I like the old school Japanese action figures like that.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be meeting Austin John this March.
Oh yeah?
In Columbus.
Okay. That's going to be a thrill, man. You're going to love your experience with Austin. Austin's incredible. Austin's great with his fans. Austin's great, man. He's going to sit down and he's going to definitely give you the real deal. You know, you're going to be able to have an opportunity to see who the man is, and not just the character, but to actually see who Austin is. And he's really super transparent like that. It's nice.
Yeah, that's really my first time meeting a Power Ranger actor.
Oh, it's gonna be great, man. You picked the
Yeah.
right one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, have you heard of some Ninja Turtles? Would you have looked at any Ninja
The
Turtles?
Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
I used to have I helped train one of the guys who one of the stunt doubles in and the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie. And so I've had opportunity to do that. I also had a vehicle I bought. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called a slingshot, a Polaris slingshot. If you saw the movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not the cartoon version, but the live action version by Michael Bay, the bad guys had the three-wheel motorcycle, and that three-wheel motorcycle they were driving, the producers saw mine and said, "Oh, that'd be cool to give it to the bad guys." So that's what ended up happening. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, cool franchise. I think they're awesome. I don't think they're as good as Power Rangers,
No,
but you know,
I don't think anything
just saying.
could be good as Power Rangers. Not remarkable.
Good answer, man. Good answer.
Yes.
What else you got for me?
So, what's your favorite comic book? Have you ever seen a
Oh,
comic book?
gosh, you're not easy. You got some tough questions, man. What's my favorite comic book? That is not an easy question. That is a really hard question. I almost don't even have a good answer for you. I suppose if I would have to pick. That's a hard one. I suppose I would have to pick the Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man comic book cover where he's traveling from place to place on the cover, because that's the one that really got me started with gymnastics, and it inspired me on my interpretation of movement.
Yeah.
But is it my favorite comic? I you got me. I don't even know the answer to that question. That's gonna be my answer. I'm gonna stick with the Spider-Man cover on the comic, but I'm gonna get when we're done with this, I'm gonna go back and think about that one because that's a great question.
Yeah.
Wow. You got me
You
good.
seem like a cool person I interview, another cool person I have an interview besides my Wall Street man. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So what do you think? You got more?
No, that would be, I think I asked everything.
Now, I'll tell you what, you're a great interviewer, man. That was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
it.
You're welcome. Nice meeting you.
Likewise, man, and have a really great new year, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, take care. Tell Austin I said hi.
I will.
Okay, I'll see you later.
See you later.
All right, bye, Nick.
Bye.